Morning. Welcome, welcome. All right. We have a theme for today, and we're calling it In What Do I Trust? Okay. So take a breath and rest back in the real that there is no person here to speak. And there is no person here to be listening. There is nothing here apart from the one divine self. Before this moment, we are leaving everything. Okay, we're gonna leave it all, gonna set it aside at the door. We're leaving the thoughts. We're leaving memories and judgments. We are leaving any future projections. We are letting it all go for these moments. Leave the illusion of time. Leave the illusion of a today. Leave the illusion of a tomorrow. Even leave the idea of now. Let it all go. The ideas, the opinions, and all of the concepts. Just lay it all aside for a few moments. And just rest back in the silence of your being. Rest in what is real. And that is because the unreal has no true existence. Just resting and allowing listening to be happening. So, have you ever asked the questions, to whom do I pray? Or to whom or what do I surrender? Many may say, well, it's to God. I pray to God. I surrender to God. But what God are you speaking of? Or have you ever asked, to what or to whom do I trust? And again, the answer may be God. But what God are you thinking of? Would it be to the God that we describe in our minds? The infinite, the eternal, the all-loving, the all-giving. Or is it to the one self that we are that lives in the heart of silence? Have you ever asked, how do I trust in the universe? It's beyond comprehension. And blind faith is not the way to go. Is it possible to rest in happiness without loving ourselves and trusting in it? Have you ever asked, how do I surrender? To what do I surrender the concepts? Concepts of doing and the concepts of having. I do. I have. And the concept of living a personal life. To what do we surrender? If we are to surrender, if we are to trust, then it must be in something that is absolutely present at all times. If we are to surrender, and if we are to trust, it must be to what is present. Why would we even conceive a prayer or praying to what is not present? Or why would we even try to trust in something that is not even present? Have you fallen in love with yourself? Is there passion, compassion and kindness to the self? Have you embraced the consciousness that you are? How do you rest in the trust that each moment, as it is to be just as it is? And trust that all is well, no matter what the appearance may be. Or is there still trying to hold on to the joyful ones and try to get rid of the unpleasant ones, or try to change them? Now, there's no test at the end, so I'm trying to, there's no questions here that are too difficult. Yeah. No pop quiz at the end. But these are the questions that as a sincere presence, desiring but to know itself, these are the questions we can ask in our silence and contemplation. Do you trust the self that you are? Do you trust that each moment as it is, it's perfect. No matter what it is, or what it is appearing to be, do you trust the self in a silent sweetness that all is well? and that the self is the only reality that is present. Do you trust in that? Often we ask, where is this happiness and peace that you speak of, or that I read of, or that I listen to? Where is it? Sometimes I get a glimpse and then it's gone. The question is not, where has it gone? The question would be, why did I turn away from it? And we turn away from it by accepting something else in its place. Happiness and peace never leave. It is right where it has always been. It is the nature of yourself. It is the essence of your being. And it is in the knowing and trusting of self that this happiness and peace are discovered. And they're discovered in such a way that you come into the full knowingness that this is myself and it never leaves me. Okay, so take a nice deep breath. So follow that breath in. There's awareness of this breath filling the lungs and filling the body. Full attention, full awareness of breath filling the lungs. And then follow that breath out. And again, following a breath in, filling the lungs, filling the body. Follow the breath out. Have you ever wondered where the breath comes from and to where it returns? But recognize in the breathing that you are only aware of it as you put your attention to it. Now your attention is turned back to my words, and you're listening and aware of the words. And in this moment, you're not aware of the breathing. Your attention has turned elsewhere. And again, attention back to a breath as it comes in, filling the lungs. Your attention is on the breath going out. Out. Once more, breath is coming in deep, deep into the lungs, filling, and then out, releasing, letting go. When the mind gets active in your meditations or your quiet time, you turn your attention to that activity. If or when that happens, do as you have done here. Take a breath. Bring the attention to the breath. What you're doing is bringing your attention from the outer back to the within. Okay. So if mind does get active, do not bother with it, just let it go. Just watch the mind. Don't bother with the touching it. Now, for most of us, this action that we just came through will feel quite peaceful, even joyful and happy. So why? Why is that? Could it be that in these moments you have surrendered thoughts and mind? And although a thought may come up or may still be there, you have given it up for this moment. And that peace and joy that is felt is you. It is the self. And in that moment, you are trusting the self that all is well. And in that lies peace. Beyond understanding, trusting in the self, trusting in consciousness, trusting in the God that is present. You are in those moments resting without wanting something. You are resting without giving all of your attention to the mind. And this is how we surrender to trusting in ourself, the self, by being still, by recognizing I am the silence. The silence was not imposed upon me. The silence was not given to me. The peace is not given to me. The happiness is not given to me. It is already mine. And yet it is this longing we feel for this peace and happiness to be able to trust in something that can bring the devotion of practice. Okay? So to know God aright is to know yourself. To practice to develop a trust in God is to trust yourself. It is only in the surrendering all to the self that is yourself that we can fully know who or what we are. And in that, this false identity that we hold so dear can finally return back into the heart, into the self, merge back into the self from where it came. Now, we may have turned that personal self idea into a smoke screen covering the true self that is right there. But still, the idea, the concept came forth out of consciousness. Let it return there. So as we were speaking last week, all is God. But it must be a God of stillness, of silence. It must be a God without description or concepts. All is self. And the self must be without concept, without descriptions. And all is consciousness. And it too must be present without any concepts about it or descriptions as to the possibility of its nature. There is nothing else. What do I trust in? What do I surrender to? There's nothing outside yourself to love or to be or to trust. So, in the finality of this devotional practice, trust to know myself aright, you will find that there is no separate you in devotion. That all along, it has been yourself. It has always been God trusting in God, always self trusting in self, and always consciousness trusting in consciousness. To whom do I pray? Myself. In whom do I trust? Myself. In whom do I surrender? Myself. There is no other presence. I am trust. I am life. I am peace and happiness. I am the present without a second. I am that. Oh, it's time for questions and comments, but I know last week might have been a big bite, so to speak. So if there's something come up for you over the week in regards to last week's class, we can take on to that. And then, of course, any comments you have about today. Think with the two of these classes together, things might be coming quite clear. Bringing up some clear singing. Good morning, love.
Good morning, my sweet. I'm feeling a little my mind is trying to remember last week.
That's
And
okay.
I'm drawing a total blank.
Oh.
So could you help me?
Okay. Well, last week we had the ego and the ego, and the oneness is present. So where does the ego come from? That presence has to be the source of what we call the concept or the idea of a separate self. Okay. So there's no presence but the one. So whatever is going on with what we say, oh, that's my ego, that's my ego. Well, what's ever going on in that has to be of the one presence as well. There's nothing else there. Okay, now true, it's a concept and it seems to have its own life, but we are the ones that give it that permission. So it is still that one presence giving permission for this fantasy self to have a part in the play. So with that understanding that God alone is, then we come over here, then in whom do I trust? Well,
Alone.
I'm going to trust in God, but what God are you speaking of?
Yeah.
Are you speaking of the God of imagination, the God that is infinite and loving and send you to heaven or send you to hell or take you home? Or is it that God that you trust? And you have to question that. You know, we've always talked about questioning the concepts we hold about a God, because mind cannot go past itself to where the truth of that is. You have to go to the silence. Okay. So it's getting out of the mind. So if you have definitions about God, then you have to question those definitions. Yeah. Does the mind even know infinity? Does the mind even know eternality? Okay. Does the mind even know oneness? No, it comes up with concepts about all of those things, but it can never define what is beyond those things. Okay. So when it comes to looking to God or praying to God, then there has to be the recognition, if there is the oneness, then the self that I am, the being that I am, is that presence. Whatever that is, I do not know, but that is what I am. Okay? Or I cannot describe. I know it in my silence, but I can't describe it. There's no words available. So that bringing that over to this one about who you're trusting, or you go back to last week where there's only this one presence. That's kind of the I was speaking of.
Yeah, it really, I keep getting that kind of vision of the ocean and the wave going out and the breath coming in and going back to itself and this constant ebb and flow of movement from out to back to oneness. And the breath is that beautiful rhythm of that. It was lovely this morning.
Thank you.
It's I go out and then I just come back into that heart space, that oneness. It's definitely a feeling too.
When mind gets out of the way, or when you do not give your attention to mind, the mind is not really going to go away. In that regard, we're going to get onto that later because there is no mind. But when you do not give so much of your attention to the thoughts and the thinking processes, and you remain in the stillness, yes. There you can actually discover the happiness that is yourself. And that never, again, that never leaves, that never goes away. And if you are clear seeing in that, you will see that you have taken your attention from the heart, from the self, from what is, you've taken it away and given it over to something else. And in giving that over to something else, you go out into that split. You go out into duality. You go out, we call it out there. There is no out there. Everything is taking place within you. But we call it going out there. And the breath is one of the best ways to bring that attention back. Stillness within. And that's not a one-time thing. That is a repetitious practice. Whenever you feel that you're being allowing your attention to go where it doesn't need to go, you take the breath and bring your attention home, bring it back to the self. And again, in that practice, as the more that you do that, the more you're recognizing and recognizing yourself. And therein lies the trust.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how often has you said, or anyone said, I'm worried about this or I'm fearful about that? And those are all projections for some imagination future. But we say that, but why do you even give credence to such a thought? Of I'm worried or I'm afraid of, because you don't yet know who you are. And the trust isn't there in yourself. That's why. There's no trusting that all is well. If it were there, if it were growing in you and deepening in you, and perhaps it is that those thoughts would not be embraced. They would not be engaged. They would be allowed to just come and go. So that peacefulness, that happiness is there in the trusting in self. I mean, even as a child, if I'm here and I'm trusting mom to take care of everything, I'm peaceful, I'm happy, no problems, no worries, mom's got it covered, And it's kind of like that, although not like that, that all is well. And when we say all is well, we mean no matter what the appearance is. The house could be burning down, all is well. I mean, because if the fire department makes it in time, it makes it in time. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But fearfulness and worry is still a future projection. Or I fell off my bicycle and banged up my knee, all is well. Whatever is needed to take care of that moment, all is well. And it's a loving discovery when you discover that. When you are living each moment that all is well, no matter what words are being spoken, no matter what activities or appearances are taking place, and you surrender into that totality of what you are, all is well. You're not the human body. You're not the humanness. You're not the physical body. You're not that, beyond that. So everything that usually comes up around the belief that I am the body and my possessions. And my family and my friends, that's what I am. So I worry about my friends, I worry about my family, I worry about myself as body and mind. I worry about that, and I'm fearful that somebody's going to come and take some of my possessions, or I'm going to lose my health, or I'm going to lose my job, or I'm going to. Everything that is in the field of worry and fear is based upon the precept that I am the body. If I were not the body, what would I have to worry about? First spiritual principle. I am not the body. I am not the mind. Yet all of our suffering is based on the concept that I am a body, I am a mind. So trust in what you are. All is well. You will always have what you need when you need it. How more peaceful could it be?
That's trust.
Yes, in self, not in something outside, not in
No.
something that I'm not familiar with, or not in something that I do not know. That is trusting the self that there's this knowingness of every time there's I come to a stillness. I'm knowing that presence. I'm feeling that presence. I'm aware of that presence. That is what I trust. Myself. Not something apart. Not something I do not know.
Mary,
Yes,
this is
love.
Ingrid.
Yes.
You just said before that there is no such thing as a mind. Will you cover that theme next time, maybe?
Yes. We'll get into why that is. But yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I have another question.
Okay.
Yes, I can understand very well to say, okay, when we are not the mind and not the body, what can we bother about? But when you know you have said something to someone else, or you haven't done something that you should have done, and then after a while you see the consequences. For me, it's then difficult to realize that I'm not the body and the mind. When I feel some responsibility for that, what I have done or what I've not done.
So then, how many gods do you have? How many presents do you have?
Well, it is my presence or one presence
So who
at
spoke? So who spoke the words?
Yes, the one presence cannot have been anyone else.
Correct. But when you give it over to thoughts, just thoughts, any old thoughts, okay, it's going to come up with duality. It's going to come up with a you and a they. So now you're dealing with two, and you're suffering because you're believing in two. Okay, so the belief in the two, when the thoughts come, you accept them out of that belief in two, that I overhear did an injustice to somebody over there. And you're suffering in that belief. Right? There's a suffering there. I shouldn't have said that, or I shouldn't have done that. What am I going to do now to correct it and make it right and make it better? And it's back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. If you would take a breath, come into reality, because the one is the only reality that there is. The concept of two is that just that, a concept. It's not real. So you come back into the heart. Come back to the stillness. And remind yourself, and this is in the beginning for the youngsters, you remind yourself, only I am. Only God is. Only consciousness is. And who is that other? In reality, there is no other. There is only myself. Myself appears there. Myself appears here. Self appears over there. Myself is right now appearing as these forms and faces on a screen. There's one self present. And that is your reminder. And you come back to the sweetness, that you come back there and know that the only presence there is God, is myself, and all is well. This is what is meant by trusting. Trust for a moment that those words needed to be spoken, or were supposed to be spoken, or were programmed to be spoken. And they were spoken by consciousness to consciousness. Now, what that And all the words always seem to be duality, but then the words that that one heard, or that present heard, will be taken in and digested in one way or another. You have no idea. So leave it alone. And you come back to self. You come back to what we call center. Sometimes you come back to the heart, knowing, wait, no, there's only one presence. And as God is there, God is here, and all is well. And you rest in that, and you leave that alone. The energy that you are projecting with the negativity and the suffering is not what you want to feed into the consciousness. You want to participate as light and love, compassion and forgiveness. And that means compassion and forgiveness to yourself, because that's all that is really present. As you forgive here, it is all forgiven, because there is only this oneness. Okay? So I would suggest that that's what you do. And then you let me know. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Others? Okay, I guess we're going to call this one complete. We can all go have our breakfast. So let us pray. Most beloved self, I am as I am. I have nothing to desire, for I am free. I am as I am. I have nothing to do, for I am free. I am as I am, and trust the allness and wholeness of what I am. I am grateful. I have always been free. Oh. Amen. Om Namaste.